With many North Carolinians now under stay-home orders to keep the coronavirus from spreading, we're all relying on the internet for remote work and schooling. Dropped connections during meetings or classes are becoming more common, a sign that the internet is straining under the demand. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Internet download speeds are declining nationwide as more of us are on our devices at home. Doug Suttles is CEO of Seattle-based Ookla, which tracks network speeds on its site speedtest.net.
The degradation is more real now. You know, performance is being impacted.
Mecklenburg and Guilford counties have seen speeds decline 10% this month, he says, while Wake County hasn't seen as big a drop. That's before stay-at-home orders took effect, so the picture could change. In places already under orders, like Westchester County, New York, he says speeds have fallen as much as 25%. Big internet providers, including AT&T and Spectrum, say they're managing their networks amid heavy demand, but not seeing major problems. But Suttles says many internet providers weren't ready.
Of the areas that we've honed in on and researched, which are predominantly the ones that have had stay-at-home mandates, there are certain counties that clearly the ISPs or a subset of the ISPs weren't as ready to handle this.
In some cases, specific websites may just be overwhelmed. Suttles says video conferencing is especially hard hit. He says many companies are scrambling now to add capacity to services that weren't built to handle this much traffic.
Video conferencing, there's systemic outages. You know, we're tracking them like every day in Down Detector. I experienced it firsthand yesterday. I had a large meeting going on with 10 or so people and it seemed to go down for all of us at once.
Amy Jordan is a Providence Day School high school science teacher and says her online classes through Google Classroom have seen a few interruptions.
I'm not sure if I can say it was a provider or who knows what happened. Who knows if you can't connect for 5 minutes? It could have been anything.
After one outage, teachers joked in text messages, quote, "We broke the Google." But sometimes the problem isn't internet or website troubles. It may just be that kid upstairs streaming Netflix while you're trying to work. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.